Big Lake is in some peril, I guess, at this point, and has been closed?
We've closed Big Lake to, as we've advised the rest of the citizens of the state to prepare for flooding along the Missouri River, and that's what we're doing also. It would be irresponsible of us not to do what our neighbors are doing, and that is prepare for floodwaters. So we're taking advantage of the time that we have here, which is very unusual. In a typical flood, you have 24 hours to prepare. And here we know that the water is coming because of the situation that the Corps of Engineers finds itself in on the Missouri River, and the releases are increasing day by day, and we know what's coming. So we're just taking some time to remove the equipment that we can remove and be ready.
Well, this is 2 years out of two that park has been flooded. Are we reaching the point where it's not practical to have a park there?
I don't think so. We'll evaluate that. We've already looked at after the flood last year. We're looking at some ways that we can improve what we're doing and avoid costs of maintaining a park at this site. And I think that we're going to be a little smarter as we redevelop this. For example, we're looking at the lower floor of the motel and trying to transition it. Our plan is to transition it to a different type of use so that it is no longer the expense that it currently is to rehabilitate after a flood, but that it's still there for productive use for the concession operator and for the public who has grown up using this park as a great destination in Northwest Missouri. So the park's still going to be there, and we're just going to be smarter about how we use the amenities that we have there to make them more flood-proof, if you will.
There's a small community up there, too. Are the folks making the same kind of preparations you guys are making?
Yeah, so they've been moving out for some time now, and we kept the park open and had visitors using the park all weekend while people were moving out of Big Lake.
And there's no way to really anticipate the kind of damage you're going to get up there. You're just going to have to wait and see what comes over the tops of the levees and gets in there.
Right. The forecasts predict that the levees will overtop in that area under all of the scenarios studied by the Corps. It looks like Saturday or Sunday, but that's, you know, we'll still see what happens. But that's kind of what we're predicting, is that Sunday we'll have water going over the levee, reaching the park sometime in the next 24 hours. So what we've done is essentially a week to help prepare the park for flooding and protect those resources as best we can.
Bill, do you have any other parks or historic sites along the river that will be endangered by the high water?
Well, we're watching them very closely. We think that there is, if you look at the full range of scenarios that the Corps looks at, there's a good chance that we'll have impacts at Lewis and Clark State Park, at the Confluence, and the Katy Trail. The Katy Trail is almost certainly going to have some areas inundated. They're the areas that our Katy Trail users know them all too well, that when the river rises, we've got a few locations that are going to get wet. And the key there is just the duration of the event and the amount of flow. Is it standing water or is it moving water? And we'll just have to see as this develops what kind of impacts we have. But what we do know is that users will be impacted in certain areas. They can go to our website at moststateparks.com and check out the status of Katy Trail, and they'll be able to see on there the elevations at which certain areas of the trail are going to be inundated, and they can plan accordingly, because even at, you know, barring a huge flood, there are going to be significant reaches of the Katy Trail that are still open for cycling, and a day cycling will be easy to find anywhere along the trail, unless we have, you know, a flood like 1993. And let's sure hope, all of us hope, for a lot of reasons, that doesn't happen. But if you really want an extended trip on the Katy Trail, even during the flood, don't forget that you can go between Boonville and Clinton without any flood impacts whatsoever. So that gets you a pretty long section of trail that you could do an overnight trip or a really long a day, no matter what the river conditions are.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate the update from you. I was just looking for some information. We got a lot because there's still a lot going on with the parks with all of this.
There is. It's a moving target, and we are keeping our eyes on it along with all the other people along the Missouri River.